Good morning. It is 9:15 a.m. We are here today, July 9th, 2014, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the status hearing of OPA PA 14-05, Pacific Data Systems versus General Services Agency. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. Also for the record, person from the Office of Public Accountability is Joy Bulato. Will appellant Pacific Data Systems please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, Bill Mann representing the appellant Pacific Data Systems, Inc.
John Day, president for Pacific Data Systems.
Will purchasing agency General Services Agency please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Fred Nishihira, Assistant Attorney General.
Robert Gono, GSA.
Also joining us is Anita Cruz, our supervisor from GSA, as along with Mr. Joey Manabusan, from data management.
Processing,
I'm sorry.
And also, just as an observer, is Mr. Dan Tydenko and Mr. Calvo, is it?
Yes, that's right.
Don Calvo, okay, as an observer. Okay, I have to apologize, but as far as we knew, as late yesterday, Mr. Camacho was supposed to be here, but we just found out from the office he's at the guard. And so I'm going to try to wing this thing for a while, and just to kind of get on the record a couple of things. First of all, the appointment of the hearing officer is Mr. Camacho. The notice went out on July 1st, 10 days afterwards. Today's the 9th. It's not quite 10 days, but I just wanted to see if there were any objections to the appointment of Mr. Camacho as the hearing officer.
We have no objections.
Yeah, no objections from PDS, Your Honor.
Thank you. Then the other item is, as we were discussing, it's always good in the interest of all parties if the parties can come to a resolution. As just yesterday, although the facts are entirely different, but there was a termination agreement by DPW with another vendor, G4S, and then we were here at this a similar type meeting and ready to go to hearing, and then subsequently I guess the parties did meet, and subsequently the appeal was withdrawn by DPW. So we always want to encourage that where practical and where, you know, where prudent from the perspective of both parties. So that's always open up until the minute. I wanted to I know normally we would set timelines, so based on what I think there was a motion on the part of Mr. Kono, right, to regarding the documents, the filings.
If I may, ma'am, GSA has some inquiries and wanted some clarifications regarding several items, and that's what we asked. Well, we didn't put it all down in writing, but we asked for a hearing to make those determinations.
Okay, if it doesn't get too much in the legalese, I'm going to part of the expression, in the interest of time, because I think it's important we proceed to try to wing this. If it doesn't quite seem like I'm doing it right, please let me know, and then maybe we'll have to reschedule this. I don't know what happened with Mr. Camacho. My concern here, just for the party's situation, is my calendar. I will be here through August 7th is my last day, and then I'm going to be gone for the rest of the entire month of August. So if we're not able to have the hearing on or before that time, then the latest we can have the hearing would be in September. And so I just want the parties to think about that, because and if that's going to be problematic to have the hearing, the formal hearing in September, my desire would be to try to have it before I leave, if that's at all practical. And I just kind of wanted to hear what the parties had to say in that regard, or would they prefer to wait until the end of the first week or so of September?
For point of view of PDF, September will be acceptable for this reason. PDS wants to do some discovery in this case.
I see.
And possibly even take a deposition.
I see.
To find out what is going on and why they are being terminated. Mm-hmm. And also, on my own calendar, I can say that between now and August 7, I have so many things that my calendar is just packed. But because of the need, we believe, for discovery to find out why PDS is being terminated, that's going to take time. And so September would be acceptable.
Okay, September would be acceptable for the parties. Can I hear on the part of the government?
Yes. I think we have even a more fundamental issue, because this matter is also before the Superior Court. So if you look at the hearing officer's actual order, he held in abeyance all the filing of the record. Mm-hmm. Initially, Mr. Kono had asked for clarification because the record is really voluminous. So if only a part of the record would be agreed upon, then we would submit it at whatever we agree upon, I mean, record-wise, because this may not have to go back all the way to the beginning.
Sure.
Because this is the one with the...
Yes.
But notwithstanding that, the law is also very clear that the OPA does not have jurisdiction or should hold back on jurisdiction if the matter is pending in court. And this one is pending, IFB 064-11, both before the Superior Court as well as the Supreme Court.
So the matter is still pending.
They are.
Although Judge Stakola rendered a decision denying Teleguam.
Correct. It was appealed up to Supreme Court by GTA.
So GTA has appealed it?
In part, Your Honor.
In part.
But the point is, it's still an appeal.
Okay.
And as well as remember there was more than one part of this? Remember we consolidated here?
Yes.
Well, they actually went to three different judges.
Yes.
The other matter, 334, which dealt with the GGWAN, is also still before Judge Marcinas. In fact, later today we have a pretrial conference in preparation for a trial next Wednesday.
Wow. Okay.
Uh-huh. So I think Mr. Camacho wrote the order in this manner because he recognized there were some concerns, and that's why he said don't file anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So okay. So my issue is even more fundamental, goes to jurisdiction.
Okay.
Whether or not if the appropriate for
if we are still able to hear this at this time.
That's right.
Yes. Okay. So it has gotten a little bit more technical beyond my simple thing of scheduling a hearing. All right. So yes, Mr.
Yes, I would like to respond to that.
Yeah.
Mr. Kono's letter just raised the question as to whether the procurement record must include all of the court documents.
Uh-huh.
And the answer to that is no, that's not part of the procurement record, although the parties may refer to the court documents if they wish in the substance of the appeal. But there is nothing pending in court that will have any effect on the outcome of this case. The question is there something in court which could affect a pending appeal at the OPA? And the answer is no, not at all. Judson, to review the history, you may recall back in OPAPA 12016, the OPA affirmed the award of the telephone services to PDS. Then GTA appealed. Judge Stakola affirmed the decision of the OPA, and in her opinion reinstated some purchase orders which had previously been subject to a temporary restraining order. So we're going forward now. GTA filed a motion for contempt because GSA had issued these purchase orders, but the motion for contempt was denied by Judge Stakola too. So we're going forward with this procurement. It's true that GTA appealed, but GTA did not appeal on the merits of Judge Stakola's decision. GTA's appeal to the Supreme Court is limited to its argument that Judge Stakola should not have required GTA to post a bond. And they want the bond money, $40,000 or so, back. That's all that's in this appeal. There is, so on the merits, this case is resolved. And so nothing is going to happen in the Supreme Court, and obviously nothing's going to happen on the pending case in front of Judge Porcinas on the TG Wan, which is, you know, a different part of the procurement entirely. So there's nothing pending in court that's going to have any effect on these appeals whatsoever. GSA gave purchase orders. PDS wants to satisfy those purchase orders, but they've been terminated. And we have substantive arguments regarding that with respect to the governor's office, the fact that they're denied access to complete it, and also the effect in court.
Mr. Day, I think you're getting further into the more of the merits of the thing, and we just wanted, the fact is there is an appeal, and Mr. Nishihara has already raised concern whether or not should it be stayed, and that's an working with the hearing officer from a more of a legal point of view needs to be decided. My auditor mind has needs to rely on the legal mind of things. So given all of that, and I think that's probably the first hurdle is the jurisdiction has to, issue has to be resolved before we can even decide. And I need to work with our hearing officer on the matter. So I do apologize on behalf of, I was not made aware until just this morning that he was not, or Mr. Camacho was not going to be made available. So I do apologize for all of you having to come here. We will have to reschedule. I don't know if we can do this. Would it be convenient if we could do a conference call, or would you prefer to come back before in person?
I would prefer to come back in person.
In person. Okay. All right. So, my apologies. I have to work with Mr. So this hearing is in recess, and the next scheduled time has yet to be determined due to the unavailability of the hearing officer, Mr. Camacho. All right. So, Joy, you want to just...
So, this concludes day one of the status hearing of 14-05 and 06, Pacific Data Systems versus General Services Agency. The status hearing shall continue upon the availability of the hearing officer. The time is 9:25 a.m. Thank you.
All right.
Sorry, for a technical reason.
Sure.
When you started the hearing, it was only on 05. We never had a hearing on 06 technically to start with. So okay. I'm just saying we shouldn't you just restart 06 and then just put us in.
All right. Well, thank you very much. My apologies. I thought we said both. Okay. So why don't we, did you say? Five
in the beginning, yes.
Oh, but you did not say six.
No.
Okay, why don't we just go for the record on 1506.